It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Mary Louise Kelly in for Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The latest proposal to raise the federal debt limit is not so easy to summarize.
The plan comes from a bipartisan group of senators. It would cut the deficit, in part, by increasing total tax revenue, but mostly by holding down spending. And this morning we'll look at one huge and controversial way the plan would do that.
It would alter the way the government measures inflation, which is a seemingly abstract change. Over time, though, it would affect billions of dollars in payments to Social Security recipients, among other people. NPR's Scott Horsley is our guide.
For a demonstration of the new inflation measure in the Gang of Six proposal, I turned to Mark Goldwine. He was a top staffer for the president's fiscal commission, and he's now with the New America Foundation. I asked Goldwine to join me at the Safeway store, a few blocks from the NPR office.
Oftentimes, when people talk about inflation, they talk about a market basket of goods. I've got my little plastic basket here, and we're in the produce section.
One of the problems of inflation is it doesn't account for the fact that when the price of apples goes up, you buy oranges or bananas.
So the way we're calculating inflation now tends to overstate the change in prices?
That's right. Most experts believe that this leads inflation to be overstated by about 0.3 percentage points per year.
That might not sound like much, but many federal programs grow at the rate of inflation, and over time, even a slightly lower growth rate produces big savings. Goldwine says the bulk of those savings come in later years, which is just what the economy needs.
We don't want to be cutting severely into the budget right now because the economy is so weak, but we do need deficit reduction over the medium long term, and we do need to reassure the markets as soon as possible that that deficit reduction is coming.
Changing the inflation measure would also produce more tax revenue because tax brackets would adjust more slowly. Over a decade, Goldwine estimates the switch would shave about $300 billion off the deficit. About 70% of that would come from reduced spending and about 30% from higher taxes.
It doesn't hurt that it requires a little bit of shared sacrifice. It does affect Social Security, which is so important to the Democrats, and it does affect revenue, which is so important to the Republicans. And so, even though I wouldn't call it a brave move, at least everybody's starting to kind of put their sacred cows on the table.
Supporters call the switch to the new inflation measure, known as chain CPI, a technical fix. But not everyone buys that. Dean Baker of the Liberal Center for Economic and Policy Research says the change would have a real impact on Social Security and other benefits. Just like the government's savings, the reduction in cost of living adjustments would start small and compound year by year.
So it ends up being a fairly substantial cut in benefits over time, and it's important to note that the people who get the biggest cuts in this story are the oldest of the old, who also tend to be the poorest.
Baker also questions whether the elderly really make the kind of price-conscious shopping decisions that the chain CPI measure assumes, especially in areas like health care.
Elderly people might be more set in their ways. They're not going to be running around looking for discounts, or they might be less likely to. So if we're going to have an index that shows a lower rate of inflation because people are substituting, we should at least want to know the extent to which the elderly actually do substitute.
Still, supporters say when it comes to deficit reduction, chain CPI is low-hanging fruit. And that takes us back to the produce section and Mark Goldwine.
We need something like $4 or $5 trillion in deficit reduction to get our debt on a downward path. And that means, guess what? Medicare and Social Security benefits are going to have to go down. People are going to start paying more in taxes. We're going to have to make some really tough choices. Using the right measure of inflation is not one of those choices. Using the right measure of inflation is a no-brainer that in the process saves us almost $300 billion.
That left me with just one more question for the deficit-cutting shopper.
Are you going to have Red Delicious?
Well, it looks like the price of apples are a little higher, so I'm probably going to go for the peaches over there. So I'm going to do some substituting.
And if the Gang of Six get their way, the U.S. government will soon substitute a new measure of inflation. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Washington.